This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Local agencies are spending nearly $1 million on a new program aimed at getting more people out of their cars and onto bikes or buses. And they're focusing on residents in Austin's inner neighborhoods. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains why.
This weekend, I crashed a bus riding party.
The main things to know, it tells you on the top the stop ID. So if you use the Cap Metro app, you can type in the stop ID, or you can text the stop ID to this number, and it'll tell you when the bus is really coming.
Lonnie Stern works for Cap Metro, the agency that runs Austin's buses. On Saturday, he led what the agency calls a transit adventure. It's part of a program called Smart Trips. The idea? Get more people living in neighborhoods with good public transit options to ride the bus. To do that, Cap Metro and the city of Austin would lead bike or bus rides. But of course, only to fun places. Saturday's mission, take the bus to parts of the East Austin studio tour. Six people showed up for this trip, four of whom were employees with the city, Cap Metro, or one of their consultants. The other two were a couple, Claudia Perez and Fernando Menendez, who'd driven in from San Marcos, but not really to ride the bus.
It looked like fun, and we like art, so.
Our adventure begins at Old Wharf and South Lamar. We take the 331 bus east, then the 300 north. We get off at Canopy Austin. It's a collection of artist studios open for the weekend show. There, I asked Stern to tell me why Smart Trips is focusing resources on inner neighborhoods, which tend to be among Austin's wealthiest. For the next couple of months, the city and Cap Metro will focus on South Central Austin, neighborhoods like Bolden Creek and Zilker.
A lot of times, the places that have the most infrastructure were catering to people who were the wealthiest households. I recognize that. But at the same time, you don't want to set people up for failure. So if you're going to show people it's quick and easy, or you can add this into your week, you want to make sure that the infrastructure is there to support them.
According to census data, 66% of residents in South Central Austin drive alone to work. A little more than 73% of all Austin residents do the same. Stern says this program is about reminding residents who can afford to own cars that they have other options.
The people who live closest to downtown and or work downtown have every reason to be using services that they are not using to the level they could.
Michael Walk is a researcher with the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. He says people getting out of their cars may require more than making them aware of other options.
The car can be a very, very convenient option, right? Leave when you want, go when you want, go where you want without limitations. Really, what usually is the defining factor when it comes to the choice a person makes is whether the transit trip is convenient and comparable to taking a car for that trip.
As for additional convenience, Cap Metro just approved a major overhaul of its routes, which will go into effect this summer. We'll see if that gets people to make the switch. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.